Governor Rick Scott last week cut $461 million in spending from the new budget that takes effect on Wednesday, including $82 million for the Panhandle. But WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports there's still a substantial chunk of change heading this way.
Northwest Florida will get an estimated $678 million for projects in areas such as transportation, economic development, the environment, the arts, and education.
More funding will go to Escambia and Santa Rosa and Okaloosa schools this year than ever before in the state's history.
Niceville Republican Don Gates chairs the Senate Education Appropriations Committee, overseeing $20 billion in early learning, K-12, college, and university appropriations.
Escambia schools will get an $8.1 million increase for a total of $280 million. Santa Rosa schools, an $8.2 million increase for a total of $181 million in funding. Both Escambia and Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa for that matter, are receiving funding above the state average.
The state average is a 3% funding increase. Escambia is getting 3.5% with a more than 4% hike for both Santa Rosa and Okaloosa. Gates also inserted into the budget additional funding for school districts which have a disproportionately large number of military-related students.
With deployments and mobility, school districts have extra costs associated with providing the extra support and services that those students and those families need. Kids come in, they need to be evaluated, they need to be put in the right classes, sometimes they need extra help, extra tutoring. That costs extra money.
Okaloosa County will receive an additional $2.4 million. Escambia County will get $1.8 million, with $1.2 million going to Santa Rosa County.
And as the area of the state that has such a high concentration of military-related families, we needed to do more for those families and more for their children in school. So I'm pleased we were able to get that in the budget.
The new budget also contains about $2 billion for upgrading transportation infrastructure in Northwest Florida. Gates says a portion of that will be used to build the new Bay Bridge connecting Pensacola and Gulf Breeze.
We were able to secure funding this year for over $500 million for the actual costs of demolition and construction. We now have all the federal approvals necessary. I would expect that dirt will fly and we'll begin construction of the bridge by the end of 2016.
Other projects to be funded include widening and upgrading Highway 98 in the Destin area at a cost of $62 million. Besides the budget, perhaps the highest profile issue in both the regular and special sessions was health care. After a $1.2 billion cut in federal funding, lawmakers had to use $400 million to shore up the program.
That money could have been used for tax cuts. It could have been used for education. It could have been used for the environment. But instead, it's backfilling unreimbursed care for hospitals.
And Gates says next year, it gets worse.
Next year, the federal government will squeeze down even further the amount of low-income pool funding, Florida dollars being held in Washington. They'll squeeze that down further, making it even more difficult for us to balance our budget, and the vise will tighten again on the other aspects of the budget.
In addition to increased low-income pool support, Lakeview Center in Pensacola will receive $750,000 for mental health and substance abuse services for children. Elsewhere, the Escambia County Booking and Detention Facility, which was destroyed by a gas explosion last year, will receive $1 million for construction and repairs. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.